Hello everyone, my name is Chris Horsworth and this podcast is going to be about Airfoil, an application for Rogue Amoeba software that allows you to send audio wirelessly to other devices on your local network, whether that would be a PC, a Mac, a Linux box, an Apple Airport Express, an Apple TV or other AirPlay compatible devices. The first section will be about Airfoil itself and how to send audio to another device, particularly the Airfoil Speakers Touch app for iOS devices. As I said, Airfoil, as well as the included Airfoil speakers, is made by Rogue Amoeba, and you can get your copy at www.rogueamoeba.com/airfoil, that's AIRFOIL. I will place a link in my podcast feed as an easy way of getting the program. There is a version for both Windows and Mac. I'm using the Windows version since I have a Windows 7 64-bit laptop, which I will be using for this demonstration. And I'll be using my iPod Touch to demonstrate the Speakers Touch application. I tried to do this on my iPhone yesterday, but there was a massive problem with the recording, so I'm having to redo this podcast. So sorry for any delays, everybody, but hopefully you'll find this fairly productive listening, and I hope you'll enjoy. Right, like I say, Airfoil is an application that allows you to send audio wirelessly to other devices. I should mention at this point that this is a shareware application, so you will need a license to unlock all the features. Actually, the trial version, which is free, has all features available. The only exception being that the transmission will broadcast noise along with the audio after 10 minutes, so in theory, you should get an idea of how the program works and whether it suits your needs. So, to reiterate, after 10 minutes of transmission, you will hear some white noise overlaying the audio, which I won't demonstrate because it would be a bit boring to transmit something for 10 minutes, certainly during a podcast, but I hope you understand what I mean by the noise overlay. It's basically some white static noise, I think, just like a untuned radio or TV station. And the license, which is a lifetime license, which means a one-off payment of $25 or whatever that is in your country. I think it's 17 British pounds as of today. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, it's $25 and it's a lifetime license, which I believe will work on any machine that you own. I'm not quite sure about that, but I believe that's the case. I don't think it's based on some hardware or anything like that, which is a good thing or a bad thing, depends how you look at it. But anyway, I'm now going to bring up the Airfoil Windows application on my PC. I will give you a tour around the interface briefly, just so you get an idea of what it looks like, at least from a screen reader point of view. I'm using NVDA 2012.1 for this demonstration. So let's launch Airfoil from the program menu with the start menu.
Menu. Accessible and web I submenu A. Accessories submenu A. Administrative tools submenu A. AIM submenu A. Airfoil submenu A.
Press enter on Airfoil.
Menu. Airfoil A. Location. Airfoil C.
And then press enter on the Airfoil shortcut.
Unknown. Running app, desktop start, running app user. Airfoil for Windows, window, buy button.
Sorry about that, I wasn't sure if it was going to run or not, but anyway, it's now loaded, and what we have here is just a window to remind you that that noise will be overlaid on all transmissions longer than 10 minutes. It's just like a gag screen, really, with a buy button.
Later button.
A later button, which means you can click this button to continue in child mode, or
enter license button.
An enter license button where you can enter your license key and stuff like that. So I'm going to shift tab to the later button.
Later button.
Because I'm using the trial at the minute, because, okay, so click on this one.
Airfoil window.
And the airfoil window has popped up. Now, I should warn you that accessibility isn't great, but it's certainly usable if you know what you're doing. So I'm just going to tab around and see what we have.
Airfoil.
Now, what we have here is actually a sort of, like a menu bar, and it's just said airfoil, so I'm going to click on this and see what happens.
Airfoil window.
So we should have a menu now.
Close C. Maximize unavailable air. Minimize N.
No, airfoil. Okay, sorry about that.
Airfoil.
So, back to the airfoil control. I'm now going to press the enter key.
Computer.
Okay, so that's how I activate the airfoil menu. Now we have an item here called computer. Now what that basically means is what output, in other words, what speakers do you want airfoil to transmit audio to? So if you think of airfoil as a transmitter and airfoil speakers as a receiver, then hopefully you'll get the idea that way. So anyway, we have computer, we also have just pressing the down arrow key.
Link volume to system volume.
Link volume to system volume. That basically means link the airfoil speaker's volume to the system volume. This is actually not enabled by default, and you will know this because if it's enabled, you will not see the sliders as you tab around the controls in this window. Down arrow again.
Volume up.
And we just have some various volume controls here. Volume up.
Volume down.
Volume down.
Mute all.
Mute all, that means mute all speakers.
Preferences.
By the way, this will not mute the entire computer. This just mutes any airfoil speakers that's currently receiving the audio. And the next one is preferences.
Preferences.
I'm going to press enter on this to briefly explore this dialog box.
Preferences window.
Okay, notice it doesn't say dialog. NVDA thinks it as a normal window, so we're in the preferences window anyway, so I'll go to tab.
Tab control, interface tab selected.
We have the interface tab, I'm going to right arrow.
Startup tab selected.
We have the startup tab, and right arrow again.
Extras tab selected.
Extras tab, and right arrow again.
Remote control tab selected.
Remote control tab. So what I'm going to do is backtrack to the interface tab.
Extra startup interface tab selected.
Left arrow key, and I'm now going to tab through the options in this interface tab.
Applications checkbox checked.
These checkboxes control what input sources should be seen by airfoil, and both applications and
audio input devices checkbox checked.
Audio input devices are checked by default. Applications are basically things like Windows Media Player, Winamp, iTunes, Firefox, Internet Explorer, things like that. Anything that can play audio and thus can be sent by airfoil. Tab again.
Show airfoil icon in system tray, checkbox not checked.
Show airfoil icon in system tray, that's self-explanatory.
Combo box slim dx.direct sound.device information collapsed.
I don't know what that does, so I'm going to skip this one.
Interface tab selected.
And now we're back to the interface tab, right arrow to the startup tab.
Startup tab selected.
Okay.
List computer not selected.
This shows you what sources, as in output sources, should be used at startup. And any of all of these can be checked or unchecked. When checked, airfoil will begin transmitting the audio to one or more output sources immediately, basically.
Computer checkbox not checked.
Tab again.
Automatically check for updates, checkbox checked.
Automatically check for updates, that's self-explanatory.
Startup tab selected.
And then we're back to the startup tab. Just a note, the sources, the list of sources and the checkboxes are a little bit weird to navigate. So if you have any questions or comments regarding this, then please feel free to contact me using the details I will give out at the end. Right arrow to the extras tab.
Extras tab selected. Button.
Now, there's an unlabeled button here, and what this basically does is in stores or uninstalled a component of airfoil called Instant On. Now what that means is, for those who are familiar with the Mac and Audio Hijack Pro, what this will do is supposedly hijack, in other words, grab the audio from a currently running application to a selected airfoil speakers device, basically. I haven't got this to quite work yet, but if you can figure this one out, then please feel free to let us know. I probably ought to contact Rogue Amoeba regardless, because, like I say, I don't understand how this is supposed to work, or whether it works at all. It should work, but I haven't got it to work yet. I might do a brief podcast with an update on it, who knows. Anyway, that's what this Instant On does. So, tab again.
Exclude list button.
Exclude list. This allows you to exclude applications from taking advantage of the Instant On feature.
Extras tab selected.
Back to the extras tab. Right arrow again to the remote control tab.
Remote control tab selected.
And again, whether I can get this to work, I don't know. But what basically you can do is you can use airfoil speakers to control the volume and playback of the audio being sent by airfoil, basically. So we have the following options.
Connect to airfoil checkbox checked.
Connect to airfoil and
control airfoil's audio source checkbox checked.
Control airfoil's audio source.
Remote control tab selected.
And then we're back to the remote control tab. Now, these preferences, if you change any of these, they will be set immediately. So all you need to do is just Alt F4 out of this.
Airfoil window.
And then we're back to the airfoil window.
Airfoil.
So, back to the airfoil menu.
Computer. Exit license effects. Preferences. Effects.
Effects. I'm not going to go to this, but basically, you can adjust things like the equalization and things like that of the audio being transmitted. Down arrow.
License.
License. This is the place you will come to enter your license or purchase a license, or if you've lost your license for some reason.
Exit.
And finally, we have exit. Now, I'm going to back out of this with the escape key.
Airfoil. Help.
And the next thing we have by pressing tab is help. Press enter on this.
Airfoil manual.
Airfoil manual. That's a very nice, accessible Windows help file. So if you're familiar with navigating Windows help files, which I'm sure you are, then you can certainly read this manual, no problem. Down arrow.
Contact support.
Contact support.
Visit rogueamoeba.com.
Visit rogueamoeba.com.
Check for update.
Check for update.
About airfoil.
About airfoil and
purchase airfoil.
Purchase airfoil.
Airfoil manual.
And then we're back to the airfoil manual. Okay.
Help.
Escape back to the main window.
Button.
And here we have the first of a few unlabeled buttons. Now the first one, I believe, closes airfoil itself, and I know this because I clicked on this in my own experimentation, and that's what it seems to do. Nothing there when I tab next. Sorry, nothing there when I tab, so I'm going to tab again.
Button.
This button appears to minimise the airfoil window, because again, through my own testing, that's what it appears to do. Tab again, nothing there.
Button.
We have another button which, if clicked,
pressed menu,
brings up the menu of input sources. This could be
microphone high definition audio device, microphone high definition.
Your microphone, if you've got one.
Primary sound capture driver, primary sound capture driver.
Primary sound capture driver, that would be basically the driver, as I understand it, basically this driver uses your default input device.
Other application.
Other application. So if an application in this menu isn't listed, you can browse for one yourself.
Windows Media Player C.
Windows Media Player.
iTunes C. Program.
iTunes.
Firefox C. Program.
Firefox.
Internet Explorer C.
Internet Explorer.
Menu Item C. Program Files x86. WebIE Podcatcher.exe.
That's accessible podcatcher, which I will be using to demonstrate how to send audio in a bit.
Microphone high definition.
And then we're back to the microphone. Back to my microphone. So this may vary from system to system, but This is just a general idea. Okay, escape
button.
So that basically, that button is clicked will bring up the menu of input sources.
Slider 100.
Slider 100, that appeared to be a volume control.
90, 100.
Yeah, that seems accessible. So, tab again.
Button.
This button will start sending the audio. Nothing's going to happen at this point, I don't think, because I haven't got any source selected. Okay. Tab again, nothing happens.
Button.
We have another button which appears to do the same thing. I don't know why there's two buttons that do the same thing, but there you go. Tab again, reveals nothing there.
Airfoil.
And we're back to the airfoil window. The menu. Okay. So that's basically the airfoil application. Now, what we're going to do at this point is I'm now going to show you how to send audio from airfoil to the airfoil speakers touch app from your iOS device, which is free, by the way, and very accessible, as you will see. So I'm now going to launch the airfoil speakers touch app, simply called speakers, on my iPod touch. I'll just unlock my touch a minute.
16:29, Tuesday, slide to unlock.
I hope you can hear this all right, because,
enter passcode, 1, 2,
like I said,
4, 7, 0, 4, 1, 2, 3,
FaceTime. Like I said, I tried to do this on my iPhone yesterday, and I literally just lost part of the recording, so I wasn't very happy about that, so,
music,
again, apologies for any delay, but we'll get there.
Page 2 of 4. Speakers.
Okay, so I've now got the speakers app highlighted on my home screen, so I'm going to double tap to launch.
Speakers, waiting for sources.
It started waiting for sources.
Tap to receive audio.
And now it says tap to receive audio. Now what I'm going to do.
Airfoil window, airfoil, help, button.
I'm going to select a source first, so I want to use the podcatcher.
Press menu, micro primer, other app, Windows, iTunes, Firefox, internet menu, item C, program files, x86 button.
Okay, now what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to now choose the, I'm actually going to start receiving the audio from the app itself on the iPod touch, since it's more accessible, as you will hear, so.
Settings, button, Chris PC, no source application selected.
Okay, what we do. Double tap this.
Alert. No source application. Please select a source application in airfoil on Chris PC before receiving audio. Please select OK.
Okay, sorry, you can't do it like that. Okay.
No source application selected.
Okay, sorry, I thought you could do
button.
So okay, I'm gonna click on this button in the airfoil PC application. Okay.
Press airfoil window. Airfoil. Help.
Now what's gonna happen now?
Button. Slider button, but podcatcher list.
My podcatcher's loaded. I'm now going to select one of my podcasts that I've done.
Chris. The Blind View Chris.
Oops.
Windows 8 console. Frame 1 list. Windows 8 console.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my second series on the Windows 8 consumer preview.
Airfoil window button.
Sorry about this. Hang on. I need to select my my iPod Touch, don't I, Lissa? In the airfoil menu.
Slider button. Button. Airfoil.
You can tell I'm still quite new
airfoil
to the
window,
application,
button.
But...
Button fork. Close. Maximize. Airfoil. Button. Help. Airfoil. Computer.
Right. I should have chosen this.
Life. Mute. Volume. Link. Chris's iPod. Button.
Right.
Podcatcher. List. ACB radio main menu. Chris.
So I'm going to choose
frame one list with
my NVDA podcast.
Windows A and V. Windows A and V.
What's going to happen at this point? As soon as I press enter list, the audio should be broadcasting via my iPod Touch. Okay? So instead of it coming from my own computer, it's going to come from my iPod Touch. Okay? Because Airfoil is simply sending the audio to the iPod Touch in this case. So let's just see how this works.
Pause button.
Hello everybody, this is Chris Horses here, doing a quick demonstration of NVDA 2000. Now you can hear, I hope you can hear this very well. It's basically the audio that's actually is on my computer is actually now being sent to my iPod Touch, and it does a very good job, as you're hearing now. I'm going to stop this in a minute so that I don't go past the 10-minute limitation, okay? But I hope you can hear the audio being sent to my device, okay?
The speech I will be using
and
Chris PC. I apologize if you speaker volume 100%.
I can adjust the speaker volume in this app. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop this with Alt F4.
F4 window button. Button.
Chris PC, no source application selected.
Alright, so the audio is now stopped. It's now stopped transmitting. Okay, so that's the Airfoil bit. Now the next thing I want to show you is the Airfoil speakers application for Windows, which comes with the Airfoil package. Okay?
Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 3. Recycle bin not selected. 1.
Okay, don't worry about that waiting for things, okay? So, this is normally iPod Touch for now.
Menu. Accessible and web I submenu A. Accessories submenu A.
Is that what I'm going to do? I'm going to lock my screen while I'm at it so I don't forget.
Screen locked.
Okay. Press A until I get to Airfoil.
Administrative tools submenu A. AIM submenu A. Airfoil submenu A. Menu. Airfoil A. Airfoil speakers A. Locate unknown.
Turn on Airfoil speakers.
Oh, FX spec meters view 1.
I just realised I actually need to use
stop that. Recording.
Oh, sorry about that. I need to unlock my iPod again, sorry. I'm going to close my speakers app because I don't need that
speakers.
Now.
App switcher. Speaker. App store.
Close my app store as well while I'm at
apps.
It.
App store. Dismiss app speakers. App switcher has no items. Stocks.
So now I'm going to launch the music. Sorry, my Downcast app. I apologise.
No,
I don't launch the music app. I've got some music on there which I do not wish to broadcast to the internet. I'm going to launch the Downcast podcatcher application on my iPod Touch.
Light detector, V-detect, assistant, Zello, Prismo, Muse, page 404, page 3 of
page 2. I'm not sure where.
Speakers, Foxy Pro, iBooks, iBling Ring, Facebook, Dropbox, Color Reader, Big Ben, Music.
I need to, I need to rearrange my home screen, I believe it. Can't find
settings. Page 1 of 4. Add page 2 of double tap.
Sit there.
Stocks. You tip Big Ben. Color Reader. Drop phone. Facebook. iBling. iBook. Foxy Pro. Speakers. Page 2 of 4. Adjustable. Page 3 of 4. Tune in. Status. Pray. Phone. Now. Money. Read. Last. Music.
Right. Actually, I need to rearrange the whole screen.
Light detect. V detect. Assist. Zello. Prisma. Zero. Downcast. iPlus.
That's it. Downcast. I've got it eventually.
Welcome to Downcast. To get started downloading, to get started, dismiss button.
Yeah, I haven't.
Edit. Dimmed.
I haven't set this up on my iPod Touch, admittedly, so.
Podcasts. No feeds to refresh. You are not subscribed to hideplay/m selected. Podcast playlists. Add pod. Download. Add podcasts. Tab. Playlist. Podcast. TV and film. Technology. Sports and recreation. Society and culture. Science and religion and news and pop music. Kids. Health, government and
other
news and
pop
music. More. Selected.
So I just
gonna download, add, play, podcast, B2, podcast, display, Twitter, Facebook, support, website, help, iClouds, tools, settings. Settings, more, setting, refresh.
Just change some settings in a minute.
New episode, download most recent.
No, I don't want that, do I? I want to change
new
this too.
New episode, do nothing. Download all new, do
probably
nothing.
Do nothing, that'll
selected.
Do. There we
do
go.
Nothing.
Right.
Settings. Every 3 selected. Downloads. Tab. Episode. When on. Episodes to select. Download. Add podcasts.
There's an ad podcast here.
Playlist. Podcast. TV and film. Technology. Export Society and Culture. iPad. Add podcast. Add podcast. Search for add podcast manually. Add podcast by URL. Add podcast. Add podcast. Subscribe. Dim. Add podcast by URL. Heading. Add podcasts. Back button. Add subscribe. Feed or OPML address. Heading. http://. Text field is editing.
Right, so
shift Z M C.
Put my feed in.
A F D F G A.
Sorry, I should have done this.
Delete.
Oh.
L L A F.
Should have done this maybe before.
U D one U I O.
Sit doing this podcast, but completely forgot.
W E R D F D F G A. Shift more numbers. 2 more period slash.
.com, isn't it?
Period. Slash.
.com. .com. Podbean.com. Okay.
More period. Slash.
Slash.
Shift.
Feed.
A-F-D-F-N-Q-W-E-Q-W-E-A-S-D. Dump. More. Tab.
All right. Five. That should now.
Download. Select. Playlist. Podcast. Your. Password. Password. Your. Password. Your. Username. Login information. Chancellor to Podbean. .com. Feed or OPML. And subscribe. Feed or. Chat. Feed or. Subscribe.
Double tap. Subscribe.
Dimmed.
Okay. I've got a sound added. Right.
Add pod. Subscribe. Feed or. H. Login. Username. Your. Password. Your. Chrome. Subscribed. Progress halted. Subscribe. Podcasts. Tab. 1 of 5.
It's a pretty cool app, this Downcast. I might do a podcast of it in the future.
One podcast. Hide. Played. Slash. M. Chancellor 2. No episode. Played or empty. Updated today and podcast.
No.
Update played. Chance. One podcast hide. One hidden podcast show played slash empty podcasts. Selected. Pod. One hidden podcast show. Updated today as. One hidden podcast. One hidden podcast. One hidden podcast. One podcast hide played slash. Chance of 2. No episodes. Played or empty. Heading. Updated. Played or empty. Chance. One pod. Selected. Pod. Playlists. Tab. Add pod. Downloads. Tab. Selected. Add play. Pod. Download queue is empty. Pause download the down podcasts. Select one podcast hide played slash empty podcasts. But chance of 2, no episodes.
Ah,
chance of 2 podcasts. Back button chance of which just view other available episodes.
That's it.
Chance of 2. Chance of which just Windows 8 consumer pre details for Windows NVDA and iTunes.
Anyway, I've got the podcast up to
new unplayed duration.
I've got the podcast
download button. Mark for streaming. Stream now. Soft 2. Chance of 2. Back button.
Now what I'm gonna do.
Download standard podcasts. Link.
Hello everybody.
So I'm gonna do stop this playback. Which I've done with a two-finger double tap because I want to use a feature called AirPlay, which basically is a proprietary Apple technology that allows audio to be received wirelessly from AirPlay compatible devices, such as airfoil speakers for Windows.
AirPlay.
So double tap on this AirPlay button.
Alert. Selected. Video route. iPod Touch.
So that's the default video route iPod Touch. I don't know why it says video route, but anyway. Swipe to the right.
Audio route. Chris.
Audio route. Chris. Now Chris is the name of my speakers. Okay. Double tap on this.
Chance of 2. AirPlay. Button.
Any moment now, it should begin playing.
Sleep timer disabled. Forward. Play. Button.
Oh, hang on.
Side effects. Side.
Oh yeah, I've got to play it. So double tap play.
Pause.
Now, any second now.
Stop. Noise will be added in 10 minutes.
Screen reading technology.
So what's happening now? Is the audio. And we can now take on advantage of iTunes just like everybody else.
From my computer.
Including those who use JAWS or Windows Eye.
Making the audio you're hearing now is
or whatever.
Stored on my iPod Touch.
I'm using Windows 7 64-bit. I am recording from my iPhone 4. The speech I will be using is
easy,
so I apologise if you find it a little difficult.
Desktop list. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 3. Recycle bin not selected. 1 of 3.
So I hope you found it. I hope you found the podcast informative. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please feel free to contact me. My email is challsworth2@sky.com. That's challsworth2@sky.com. You can also find me on Facebook using that address. My MSN is CH9675, that's the numbers 9675, @hotmail.com. That's HOTMAIL.com. My Twitter, if you want to follow me, is @ChristopherH40. That's CHRISTOPHERH and the numbers 40. And you can now also follow me on, add me to Zello, which is a new walkie-talkie service, at www.zello.com. My username is challsworth2. That's CHALLSWORTH2. So again, I hope you found this podcast informative, and speak to you soon. All right, speak to you soon.